Chapter 3. Time passed. Susan waited. The more Susan waited, the more the doorbell didn't ring. Or the phone. She looked at her watch. She felt that now was about the time she could legitimately begin to feel cross. She was cross already, of course, but that had been in her own time, so to speak. They were well and truly into his time now, and even allowing for traffic, mishaps, and general vagueness and dilatoriness, it was now well over half an hour past the time that he had insisted was the latest time they could possibly afford to leave, so she'd better be ready. She tried to worry that something terrible had happened to him, but didn't believe it for a moment. Nothing terrible ever happened to him, though she was beginning to think that it was time it damn well did. If nothing terrible happened to him soon, maybe she'd do it herself. Now, there was an idea. She threw herself crossly into the armchair and watched the news on television. The news made her cross. She flipped the remote control and watched something on another channel for a bit. She didn't know what it was, but it also made her cross. Perhaps she should phone. She was damned if she was going to phone. Perhaps if she phoned, he would phone her at the same moment and not be able to get through. She refused to admit that she'd even thought that. Damn him, where was he? Who cared where he was anyway? She didn't, that was for sure. 3 times in a row he'd done this. 3 times in a row was enough. She angrily flipped channels one more time. There was a programme about computers and some interesting new developments of the things you could do with computers and music. That was it. That was really it. She knew that she'd told herself that that was it only seconds earlier, but this was now the final, real, ultimate it. She jumped to her feet and went to the phone, gripping an angry Filofax. She flipped briskly through it and dialed a number. "Hello, Michael? Yes, it's Susan. Susan Way. You said I should call you if I was free this evening, and I said I'd rather be dead in a ditch, remember? Well, I suddenly discover that I am free, absolutely and completely and utterly free, and there isn't a decent ditch for miles around. Make your move while you've got your chance, is my advice to you. I'll be at the Tangiers Club in half an hour." She pulled on her shoes and coat, paused when she remembered that it was Thursday and that she should put a fresh, extra-long tape on the answering machine, and 2 minutes later was out of the front door. When at last the phone did ring, the answering machine said sweetly that Susan Way could not come to the phone just at the moment, but that if the caller would like to leave a message, she would get back to them as soon as possible. Maybe.